Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Hello and welcome. We are back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. This is episode number 594 of the program. We appreciate you listening. We would like it if you would subscribe to all our bonus content. Patreon.com/the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Thank you. If you are already a subscriber, if not, tell your friends. New bonus, Brian, my solo show. Coming Thursday, dropping Thursday. So that's exciting. You only get that if you're a Patreon subscriber, plus all the bonus content we do here each and every week, the extra stuff. You can also send us an email, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. You can also call us 949-464-TBLS. Leave us a voicemail. I am joined now. You know, sometimes you go to say a word and it like comes out like the, like you pronounce it wrong. I am joined now by my dear friend, Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy?
Good. Gentlemen, start your time.
Hold on. Hold on a second. I'm not ready. We're doing 45 minutes. See, I need to... Oh, yeah. I have it right here. Okay. Here, you're going to do 3, 2, 1. Press the button.
Right.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
Fuck. Oh, no. It worked. Okay. Okay. 45 minutes. Let's go. Ed, what do you got?
I saw that one battle after another. It was fucking good. Paul Thomas Anderson movie.
Yeah, that's a P.T. Anderson. I gotta see that.
Fucking good. And yeah. I didn't even know it while it was happening. But then I read like the next day, oh, this is woke. Like I don't.
It's woke.
I'm just watching a movie. I wasn't like thinking, oh, they're really sticking it to the man. I don't know. It was good. It's fucking DiCaprio, which, you know, great. He's got his problematic things with girlfriends, but like, sure. He's a great actor.
Well, he's a fucking secret Sean homosexual.
Penn.
Yeah.
Sean Penn is fucking Spicoli, one of the great actors ever.
Great. He's great. 5'4".
Benicio Del Toro.
Amazing. Benicio Del Toro's been 57 years old since 1998 for some reason. It's crazy.
He's great. Yeah. And then there's just like a bunch of like well-casted. It's fun.
I'll see.
It's Paul Thomas Anderson. He's great. Always great.
His movies are always great. Yeah, 100%. I'm into it. I love that. I love that idea. Okay, let's talk about... Whoa, oh my God, I still got the song playing. Let's talk about some... I feel like I had something to talk about, but I want to be done in 45 minutes, so like, I forget, you know? And look, I'll do it on bonus, Bri,
stuff. We're erasing content.
Yeah, I'll do it on the bonus, Bri, for the Patreon subscribers this week. Okay, let's talk about people who died.
Just tell us who was dead now.
Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive. Nope. Let's get
okay. I remember what I was going to talk about. Hold on.
Cause Ed Daly has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed.
Yep.
Celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Okay, Ed, tell us who died, but only in a second. I remembered what it was. I put up I posted our show to YouTube, which I do every week. And it would be nice if people would subscribe to that and like it and comment and share it and do. But look, it's been 12 years and no one does any of that ever. So who cares? But I did it. I put it up, Ed. And I was like, so look, this ChatGPT, I don't know. I'm slow on the uptake, Ed. So it was my sister and I, and she is not a podcaster. She's a podcast listener, but we were talking one day about, and I'm like, oh, this AI, whatever. It's a computer. Who gives a fuck? And she's like, yeah, she's like, I heard it's good for like podcast show notes. And I was like, oh.
So are the show notes, that's AI?
It's AI. Yeah. So the StreamYard makes, I couldn't do it before because we didn't have a transcription of the show. But now that we're on Zencastr, you had to pay for it. So, I mean, you have to pay for StreamYard too. Not important. But I take the transcript of the show and I put it into ChatGPT and I say, make show notes. And it makes good ones, except for a couple weeks ago, I was out of ChatGPT free minutes because it's like a calling card, you know, like you only get so much data.
Remember those old calling cards?
Yes, of course I do. Yeah. Remember David Spade used to do commercials for him.
You got 12 minutes left on this card.
Yes. It's crazy. That's fun. That was worse than the gift card scam. You never use it all.
Butter.
Yeah.
What were we doing?
What were we doing? So anyway, I had to use Gemini instead of ChatGPT, and Gemini is fucking dog shit. That's Google. So ChatGPT, I thought ChatGPT was Google. ChatGPT is something else. I don't know what it is. I don't care. I mean, ChatGPT.
Write in and let us know.
ChatGPT came up, called the show last week, Jesus Take the Yoke. Like, I didn't think of that. Like, now, that is something that Ed said on the show, but ChatGPT knew to pull that out because it's a getter. So ChatGPT every week makes the show notes for the show and all of it. Anything for the YouTube or the Patreon, I do it on ChatGPT. So last week, I'm like, it could probably make, because you know, if you're on YouTube and you want people to look at it, you need an eye-catching thumbnail, which means you got to go get a Canva account and go on there and figure out how to become a fucking web designer. And like, I'm a Luddite. So I go, I bet ChatGPT can do it. I fucking go on this ChatGPT and I go, make a thumbnail for the show. And it says like episode 593, right? And then go to the Baller Lifestyle Podcast YouTube page right now and you can see it. Because I used it anyway, even though it sucked, it used it. So it made it. So it was like kind of cut off.
Did it make it with each of us having 14 fingers?
No,
or anything?
That was the time I tried to have it make a new thumbnail for just our podcast. It made us look like 70s cops. And I said, don't adjust the pictures. Like, I can't remember what I was asking it to, but I'm like, leave the pictures alone. And it like filled out my mustache. It made you look like a prison guard, and it wouldn't not do it. So I made the one last week and we talked about, Cardi B. So she's in there and she's like prominent in the thing. And also,
where can I find this?
YouTube.com/theballerlifestyle. Also on the thumbnail are two just random dudes. I think they think that's us, but it's two guys, but it's also the same guy. I think it's just one guy twice. And then Ray Gun is like, the Y in Ray Gun is like clipped out. It's like kind of there and kind of not. And then I'm like, hey, take out those two guys and fix the episode 593 graphic and change and fix Ray Gun so it says Ray Gun. And then it would be like, okay, no problem. And then it would just give me the exact same thing again. It would change nothing. So I just put it up anyway. Anyway, we'll try it again this week. See what kind of thumbnail they come up with. Check it out. The Baller Lifestyle Podcast on YouTube. Are you seeing it, Ed?
I saw something with Cardi B and somebody I didn't even know.
Who are those guys? I think they think that's us. I think ChatGPT, so it's an imperfect.
I thought we referenced somebody that I just forgot about.
I don't know. I wouldn't know who that is. It's just two random ass white guys, which makes sense. Ed, we're down to, oh my God, we got 38 minutes. Who died this week?
Well, we're not going to rush past this guy because I read his obit.
Yeah.
And he's pretty fucking impressive.
Yeah.
Bobby Kane, the first black student to graduate from integrated high school, like Brown, Board of Ed. We heard about the Little Rock Nine where Jerry Jones was trying to prevent them. This was like a year before that.
Yeah.
This dude died, 85 years old, Bobby Kane, Tennessee. He said the first like day or two, it was okay. He heard, you know, some racial slurs.
But he was probably used to that.
That's like just life in Tennessee in the 1950s.
Yeah.
But then the segregationists found out about it. And then they like swarmed in. And he said they went through it and like it was terrible. And then when and it sucked for this guy because they integrated the high school, but not the high school sports teams. So he was a football player. And then like he switched for his senior year. Couldn't play football, like couldn't couldn't play in the band. There were certain things he did that were like, hey, that's not integrated.
Well, you can't tackle black skin, Ed. It's just not allowed. God doesn't want this dude
went through shit and he's like, nobody coached us or anything. And so when he graduated, like he did other things, but part of his life's mission, he traveled around and helped coach incoming high school students who were going to newly integrated schools. Like, this is what you need to do. This guy was a fucking
dude. Gave his life
purpose.
Yeah.
Bobby Kane, RIP. Awesome.
Good
hero.
For him. Yeah. Amazing guy.
RIP Bill Ferrario, former Packers and University of Wisconsin lineman, 47 years old.
Oh, no.
Died at home. We don't know.
Yeah. It's probably similar to this next guy.
Yeah. RIP Rudy Johnson, former Bengals running back. He played with like Ocho Cinco kind of Chad Johnson.
He was a beast. He was
a good running back.
Like a lot of running backs, he was fucking really dominant for like a season and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
45.
Yeah.
He talked openly about CTE, you know, thoughts, and he died by suicide.
Very sad, yeah.
It's unclear. Some people say definitely not RIP. Some people say, you know, misunderstood.
Yeah.
Asada Shakur, who was formerly known as Joanne Chesimard, who was the number one. When you would, like, go to the post office when you were a kid and you saw the top 10 wanted.
Oh, yeah.
She was number one for like most of our childhood.
Oh, that's pretty badass.
Black Liberation Army member, 78 years old, died in Cuba. She shot and killed a New Jersey state trooper.
Oh, yeah.
But there were question marks about what went on.
Sure. Self-defense.
And, you know, who knows?
Sure.
But Castro, just wanting to say fuck you to all things U.S., amazing. Was like, yeah, we'll have you. And so she lived the rest of her life in Cuba.
That's awesome. Yeah.
She died.
Yes.
And then, you know, this just got the spidey senses. I saw a report. This is not RIP.
Yeah.
But that old nun that used to cheer for Loyola Chicago, Sister Jean.
Yeah.
She announced her sudden retirement due to health concerns, 106. Now, what was she retiring from? What? Just sitting courtside in a wheelchair? What was she retiring? Was she doing nunning?
Is she
stuff?
Like teaching classes? Is she still whacking kids on
She's
the fucking knuckles?
With the ruler.
Yeah, with the ruler.
The ruler.
Like,
106.
Being real mean because she wasn't allowed to be a lesbian?
Like, do you think if they just turn on the air conditioner at a high setting, she just like dusts?
Like, I mean, 106. And this is a documentable 106. This isn't like in India or Mexico where somebody's claiming to be 106 and you're like, well, there's no records.
She's wearing the ears.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things like, yeah, she retired, but.
From what?
106.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, if she's lived a good life, wouldn't God want to call her up at this point?
You'd think. Yeah. You would think so. Yeah.
Like, we don't know Sister Jean murdered a hobo in the 70s. She also killed a state trooper, and that's why God hasn't called her up.
Yeah. No, that could be the reason. Yeah, you never know. You just don't know what's going on with her, and it's like, he doesn't need her. You know?
Because you want to live a good life, long life.
Yeah.
But 106 makes me think God's like, yeah, keep her down there.
Yeah. One wonders.
Yellow and black scarf.
One wonders because God needs a lot of four-year-olds in Gaza right now. He needs them, and he sometimes just needs their limbs. He's like, oh, give me a leg and an arm because I'm God and I need
hungry
it.
Kid. He loves hungry kids in Gaza.
Yes, yeah. Hey, let them starve. I only give them what they can handle because I'm God. But the Sister Jean, you're good.
And now she's like, she was hoping to tap out. She's like, I'm too old to watch basketball anymore. And he's like, stay down there. Yeah. Just keep it. Yeah, anyway.
She's trying to quit. So
I'm just saying, we will be talking about her again on the show.
She's not
at some point.
She's not going to make it through midnight mass on December 24th.
She's going to die of a broken heart pretty soon.
Okay, let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show.
I'll give hetero life a try.
If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I might own Troy on DVD.
Ed Sports! What is going on in the world of sports?
Was it last week when we talked about Redford, or the week before? You know, his
oh, he died?
Notice. Yeah. But I turned on Netflix or something the other day, and one of his movies was like one of the things that popped up, and it's like, God damn, he was handsome.
Good looking.
One
picture of him and Paul Newman playing playing ping pong on the set, mm-hmm. aka table tennis, on the set of, I assume, Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid. They got the short shorts on. It's like an action shot. I'm like, hey, come here and let me suck both your dicks right now. Like, you guys are too beautiful. You're too gorgeous.
There's too many good-looking guys on the set. Like, that's, damn, you can't do that. You need to counterbalance that with a fucking Clint Howard. You can't. Yeah.
Right.
You can't put both those guys on the set together.
It's too much.
It could be a combustible situation.
It's just, there's dampness. Everyone's like, hey, bring in the dehumidifiers on the set.
Blood warning.
Yeah, it's too wet around here. There's just too much dampness on the set. We're not sure what's going on.
So Fox, they got their big noon kickoff, which is too early, these games. And they put their, like, top Fox college football game.
What do you mean, noon? Noon is too early?
Yeah.
That's 9 a.m. for you, right?
9 a.m. for you.
Oh, it's noon for you. Noon is too early for you to watch college football? 12 o'clock?
3:30 is the perfect time.
That's the afternoon. That's the second game. You can't watch a game at 12 o'clock on Saturday because you got soccer practice or games. You got family obligations.
Right. There's stuff like that. But also, it's just, anyway.
There's football games on Fox?
Yeah, and they've added this year Dave Portnoy to their crew.
So he's like their Pat McAfee.
And he's trying to really, like, lean into it. He went on a rant about lightning delays in sports. And he's like, I don't know why we have to have the delays. If you get struck, so be it. Like, he's just...
Plus, he's a hot take machine.
Everything has come up Milhouse for this dude. Everything has come up Portnoy.
Yeah.
And so he can't even sympathize with the fact that they're just trying to keep people from not getting struck by lightning.
Well, he's a bad combination of a few things, Ed, because I'll think of
bad
more.
Dude.
Yeah. Bad, well, Bostonian, right?
Misogynist.
Yeah. But yes, all those. Yes. Rich, white, but the most important one. The most important factor, degenerate gambler. So, of course, he doesn't care if somebody gets struck by lightning. He's got Boston College plus 3.5. You know, like, what? Like, let's get this game. Let's get it in. I got a parlay going.
He's aggrieved. He's the aggrieved.
Yes, he's the aggrieved white man.
White guy.
Yes, of course. Poor guy. He's also 5'7". And let's talk about the way he runs. Ed pointed out the way he runs.
We've seen enough video evidence.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's embarrassing. You can't run in public if that's what it looks like. You got to be like, oh, I'm sorry, I got a bad hip. I can't run.
Yeah. No, you can't. Yeah, no, it's like that guy. It's like that Fanatics guy that threw out the first pitch.
Mm. I one time tailgated with a buddy.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know he couldn't throw. So we're throwing the football.
Oh, no.
And I was like, are you normally a lefty? What I just saw is fucking unfortunate. And I, like, nobody talked about it. And I was like, I make sure I never will throw. I haven't been to a tailgate with him, but I can't do that.
No, you can't. You can't put him in that position because it puts you in a weird position because you want to make fun of him, but you can't. So you're just but then you're like, I'm the guy that's playing catch with the guy that puts it.
Right.
I went to a Dodger game a couple weeks ago, and an F1 driver, Sergio Checo Perez, threw out the first pitch. And I was like, all right, can't wait to see this. And first of all, they announced him, and they had to call out the grounds crew and put down the tarp because it was also Nurses Appreciation Night at the ballpark.
Oh, yeah.
So this F1 driver comes out and they announce him. And then all of a sudden, the entire infield is awash in juices. Like, juices are pouring over the sides.
We saw that scene in Bull Durham where they were in a slump and they needed to wet the field.
Yes. Yeah.
Can't pull the game.
Yes. That's basically what happened. The nurses saturated the field with their juices when they saw that when this Checo Pérez was announced. People were wearing like Checo Pérez like gear. I'm like, what? This guy's a driver. Like, you don't even know what he looks like. He's pretty handsome. But I was like ready for him to like not be able to throw. And then so it's like he's going to throw out the first pitch. And for some reason, he walked behind the mound. And I was like, oh, I don't think he's watched much baseball. I don't think he knew where you threw from. So he threw from behind the mound. And yes, he did like he put it like a shot put. But it was like not a 50 Cent or Mariah Carey throw, you know, it like made it to the catcher, but it was just kind of like lobbed in a weird way.
It didn't look great, but it didn't go like 30 feet to the left.
Yeah. He looked like he was from another country, but he was like semi-athletic. So he was able to do it. So it wasn't like as embarrassing as it should have been.
I was reading Cal State Bakersfield had a beloved head coach for the past 14 years.
And this is in football or basketball? They don't have a football team. Yeah. Basketball.
One of his assistants got pinched for human trafficking, weapons and drug charges. So the head coach had to step down. That's a tough phone call to get.
He might not
have top assistant.
But what's he know?
Man, he was trafficking.
He was
pulling a season two of The Wire.
Look, Ed, this is fucking Bakersfield. You know, like, the fuck?
Like north?
That's middle. It's north middle. It's middle like middle.
Farm territory?
Yes. Yes. It's like, it's meth. It's oil. It's where James Dean died. Like, it's just out in the fucking middle of nowhere. It's just sad dust. Like, everybody needs a side hustle. And this guy had to do a little trafficking. You know,
some
he had some farm workers' children. Yes. Sell Buicks.
Like, I've got a handful of Ukrainian women. That need to find a
now,
home.
Now, I don't know what the head coach had to do with it, unless he was like Tony Soprano and he had to get a taste. You know, give me a taste. I don't know what you're doing. That. Give me a taste.
Or maybe it was a situation where they're like, you know, your judgment, you hired a fucking trafficker.
And he's like, we're in Bakersfield. You know, we're not even Cal State San Marcos over here. We're not even Cal State Channel Islands. We're Cal State or Monterey. We're in Bakersfield.
That's where Buckets was from, right? Bakersfield, where the clown, the rodeo clown?
Baskets.
Baskets. Yes. Baskets.
That
Buckets.
Is where he was from. Yes.
Yeah. Very dusty.
Very dusty, shitty, sad place where trafficking is the norm, I'm sure.
And Louis Anderson passed as a woman there.
But easily passed as a woman. Yes.
Former Seahawks running back Sean Alexander announced he and his wife are expecting baby number 14. 14 kids.
Oh, look. These all came out of the same vagina? And these are vaginal births?
They work in the fields? No, this is the mom. It's the same mom, I think.
Yeah. But there's no way. There's no, because that.
There's 20. They have kids in their 20s now.
That puss has got to be blowed out. Yeah. How are you going to have a 20-year-old and a zero?
Oh, that looks like that looks like the kitchen door to Arnold's and Happy Days. Just swinging open. Like,
I mean, how and it's like a hot dog down a hallway. Now, I imagine this Sean Alexander from Alabama. Look, I bet he's got, you know, he's working with something pretty substantial.
He probably paved the way for childbirth to be pretty easy.
Yeah, right, right. He opened things up. He loosened things up. I mean,
like when a quarterback completes his first six passes, all of a sudden the run game opens up? You know, Sean Alexander, he's opening things up.
Fair. That's too many children. We don't have enough resources.
He's not a farmer in 1842. Yeah. You're not going to lose as many on the way. And they're rich, less rich with all these kids, but like still married.
Running back rich is not quarterback rich. He doesn't have Phil Rivers money.
He was on the cover of Madden. I think it was before they moneyballed the position.
Oh, fuck, Ed. You know, we're trying to do things in 45 minutes here, and now we got to do a...
How fucking I'm looking it up. Is this guy?
You're looking it up?
I can't figure it out.
Do career earnings.
Yes, I'll try.
Is he worth a billion? Or maybe just a million? How fucking rich.
He was a Redskin in like the last year.
Yeah,
he,
look, this guy balled
Redskins
out.
Redskins got the non-touchdown scoring version of him.
This guy balled out for a couple years. He was the MVP of the league, as I recall. He was that good. He was really fucking good for the Seattle Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
But he was still a running back, and this was like the early 2000s when he
won MVP in 05.
I'm going to guess that Sean Alexander's career earnings, I'm going to guess he played about 8-9 years. I'm going to say his career earnings were a robust and nothing to sneeze at, $42 million.
Okay. Good guess.
Yep.
He signed an 8-year, $62 million contract, but it looks like his career earnings was slightly over $34 million, and the net worth estimate is $12 to $15 million.
It's a nice limit. I mean, look, you can have as many kids as you want. You got $12 million in the bank.
Right.
You know, like he's from Alabama, right? He went to Alabama. So he's you know, he probably lives in Nashville or something, somewhere in the South. He's got a big old spread that cost him $800,000, and he's doing well. That said, every shot does not need to be on goal. You know, waste one.
Yeah, right.
Put one on her stomach once in a while. How is she still knock-upable at this point? I mean, this woman needs to be studied. 14 babies? One vagina?
His wife, how old is wife age?
Well, she's got a 20-year-old kid. She's got to be in her 40s, right?
Okay. Yeah. Wait a second.
Tell me.
All right, Valerie Alexander.
She doesn't look like a Valerie.
Right.
Valerie, call on me. Valerie. But
46 years old.
46. That's too old to be having kids.
Well, that, sure.
Yes.
But also, 46, how old is their oldest child?
20 years old. Look, she's having them every 18 months, Ed.
Oldest is 22 years old. So 14 in a 22-year span. My God.
There's potential he's got a grandkid out there. Like, he could have a grandkid older than his actual kid. The mind boggles.
They can't, as much money as he has, okay, let's go. All right, I'm going through the names. We got the names.
Oh, no.
Heaven was born in 03.
Nevaeh.
Trinity, second born.
Uh-huh.
Eden. All right, we got a Bible theme.
Biblical theme, yep. Uh-huh.
Joseph.
Uh-huh, oh, yep, he's Jesus' dad.
Justice.
I don't know about that.
That doesn't sound like it. Temple?
Are University. They going Jewish here? Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Or maybe big John Chaney fan?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Could be.
Mark Macon?
Dr. Bill Cosby.
Honor? Jedediah?
No!
Amish name?
Jedediah Springfield?
Torah? Now we're definitely waiting in the Jewish waters.
They might be like in the 12 tribes or something, Ed.
Very sad. Yeah. Knifeborn passed away in 17.
Of course.
Eternity.
It's just odds.
They didn't. Yeah. Eternity was the 10th born. Hosanna.
Eternity. It would be crazy if Eternity was the one that died. I mean, not, you know, not making fun of that. Yeah. Just be ironic.
12th born. Judea, there's a lot of Jewish.
Yeah, there is. I'm telling you, this could be a 12 tribes situation or whatever it's called.
14th. What's your guess? What's your guess on the 14th name?
Gary.
I'm going to say Latkes.
Okay. Has it been named yet?
No, they haven't named it.
We have to keep up with that.
They're leaning hard into the Jew thing. So,
yeah.
Right. You know, I'm thinking of like, you know, the dinners, Passover dinners I've had with the in-laws.
Right.
You know.
Could be. Yeah. Or what? I don't know.
I don't know.
Brisket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matzah. All right. This final story is a little inside baseball.
It really is.
It's important because one of our dear friends has been, really, he's Javert, and
oh yes,
Kyle Shanahan is his Jean Valjean.
There is not. There are, other than a couple of our female listeners, there is no one that got your Les Miserables reference. And I know, look, we know you like to take in a lot of musical theater, Ed, where you see Rent on Broadway, you go to all the shows, Cats.
All right. Moby Dick and Ahab. Come on. I'm trying to elevate the...
I love it.
Hey, look, it was a novel first.
Yes.
Novel first.
This Jason.
Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy status up in the air again. He played.
Yeah. Oh, he did play?
Yeah, but he's experiencing toe soreness.
Oh, so he's out again. So he came back, which Jason said he would not be.
His status is up in the air, which is the worst thing for Jason to do. The worst thing.
The mind boggles that Jason legitimately thinks that NFL coaches...
He's owed. He keeps talking about he's an important owner of the league.
Their duty is to fantasy owners... not their team. It's more important that they give out fantasy information because the fantasy makes the league go, Ed. And that's...
It would stop being a league without fantasy.
And did you notice? He was like, notice how all the games are so boring. Nothing would happen without fantasy. And then ever since he said that, there's been insanely entertaining games every single week.
Insane.
Yeah, it's great. Okay, let's do some, how much time we got left? Oh my God, 15 minutes. Let's do some emails. Well, that's not it. Hold on. That was a good song, though. All I Need is Tekashi 69.
He's so easy to hate.
Juggalos and the Biebs.
Your time he likes to waste.
What was that, Tekashi?
His calls are far from great.
What, Tekashi?
What was our story last week? He was ratting on somebody.
He's ratting.
Right?
He's just a rat. Yeah. He loves to rat people out.
He seems down on his luck.
Also, he's always working out, and he's doughier than I am. It's like, look, like you're not getting the game.
He's getting rolled in the bathroom.
It's true. At the 24-hour fitness. Yeah. Annoying,
plus so fucking boring.
And worthless.
But he's got nothing else to do. Even worse than
ish.
His thoughts are useless. Shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's Manuel in Gardenia.
Our 45-minute timer's been done a huge favor, as well as our listeners' ears, as there are no voicemails this week. So we could just jump into the emails. I heard you guys are quitting. Well, I'll keep one salty for you, Brian. That is from Deep Dark Nuts. I don't know what he's keeping salty for me.
His nuts?
Is that a threat? Is it one of them? He's only got one nut?
Yeah.
He's keeping salty?
The other one for me. Is he keeping one salty
each,
for me?
One each. That's nice. Here's another one. Dear Brian and Ed, with the new 45-minute hard out, I have a couple questions. One, should the timer run during Indeed commercials? No, it's not Indeed. It's ZipRecruiter.
But we're providing content in our 45 minutes.
I don't know if I'm supposed to do a ZipRecruiter commercial. I'm not doing one. I forgot. Two, shouldn't Patreon subscribers get more than 5 of the 45 minutes? Yes.
Yeah.
Lastly, the retirement talk has set off panic in the Baller Lifestyle community, causing many to ask, are you two more like Brett Favre or Barry Sanders? I'll take Barry Sanders. What Patreon donation amount from the listeners would cause you two to reconsider?
There's only one way to find out.
What's next for you two? Insurance sales? Already do that. OnlyFans or moving to Florida? I do all three. I will do all three of those for the enough Patreon. Thanks. Wow. Reigning champion, K-Mac Tex. Oh, that's right. K-Mac Tex won a contest that we had here before, and I can't remember what it was. It wasn't the one where I gave away my watch.
Was this the one with Katie Shady got the champagne flute.
The crystal. Yeah. And then she sent, they were beautiful and very expensive. And then she sent them to Stu because Stu, everyone shamed her for winning because she happened to have a personal relationship with me, as does Stu. Hey, I wish people listened to the show that I didn't know, by the way. Okay. I wish I hadn't had to fucking go out and have a beer with every single person that's ever listened to the show. I wish, but I'm just that good. Okay. So then she sent him to Stu, who really wanted to win him, and then one of them broke. So I think it's the one that doesn't have my name on it. I think it's the other person's name. So it's very fitting.
That's a shame.
You know, that's a shame. Very sad. Thank you, K-Mac Tex. Hello, Brian and Ed.
Was it the unfunny glass?
It was the least funny glass. It was the one that would like to explain things very specifically. Hello, Brian and Ed. Several NFL teams gave a moment of silence to a guy who tweeted on September 3rd, 2018, the following statement. Fact, a NFL player is much more likely to be arrested for a serious crime than a police officer is likely to wrongly shoot an unarmed black man. It's an important thing to share, I guess. There were 135 shootings of unarmed black people from 2015 to 2021. I know that at least one of you closely follows NFL headlines. Do either of you know how many serious crimes NFL players committed for this same time frame? Keep up the good work, gentlemen. That is from all texting and no tweeting. I will just say it. It's kind of an unfair comparison because you're comparing someone that has a very important job that does a lot for the community with a cop. And it's just not the same thing. I'm with the NFL. I'll take the NFL players there.
I wasn't sure what he's arguing. Is he arguing that it's fine to shoot unarmed?
No, he's arguing. What is that buzzing sound? Is that coming from my resident? Oh, you know what it is? It's my dryer. You probably can't hear it on the thing. I can hear my dryer. No, he's saying that it's, he's saying that that's an unfair comparison because cops shoot a lot of black people.
The one thing about the moment of silence guy, tweets from when he was like 17 were resurfacing and just weird stuff like, we need Libya to give us all their profits and oil. And it's like, what 17-year-old cares about that?
It's kind of weird. Yeah.
It's like I'm not getting into it again.
I won't get into it either, but you should, I would incur, I don't know anything. I don't know anything. I'm not interested really, but I will say his wife seems pretty sus. That's all I'll say.
Beauty pageant?
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty sus. That's all I'm saying.
Reality contestant.
She's got a lot of very interesting background on her. Could be a honeypot. I don't know. I don't know if honeypots actually exist, but if there was one, she could be one.
Seems like someone who really wanted to be famous.
Could be. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. Okay. Ed, let's go. That's it. If you're not a Patreon subscriber, and who knows how long we'll go on Patreon, because we got a lot to talk about still. You know, we've got plenty of time. We've got 10 minutes left at least. I bet you it goes longer than that. We appreciate you. If you're not a Patreon subscriber, thank you for listening. Go to our YouTube, share it there, do whatever you need to do. For Patreon subscribers, hold on. We're about to get to that.